Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back, WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world. If you have people out of town, want to hear the Vikings, give them a call. Tell them to get to WKHM.com. Two teams back out on the field. Tom Chelsea coming off a real hard-fought loss at Ipsy Lincoln last Friday night, or we'd have a pair of 4-0s here.
Yeah, but Lincoln is good. Lincoln is undefeated in the league, and they do have a loss in the I think they had Celine in the crossover. So Lincoln is very good. The thing with Chelsea, you know, they beat Dexter on opening night. They beat Pinckney. They had no trouble with Hamilton St. Thomas over in Hamilton, Ontario. And then the Lincoln game really got away from them. They trailed the whole game, got beat 26-16. But we know they're good. And this is a good football team. They are Class B. They play a little bit lower. They've been in the semis, though, just 3 years ago in 2015. They had that. They won that semi game at Withington Stadium the day of the snowstorm, if you remember. That was the year they beat Coldwater in that game that was postponed from Saturday because we got about a foot of snow in Withington Stadium, and they wouldn't allow the game to be played until Sunday when they got the snow cleared out. They, under Brad Bush, the head coach, were able to get they've got to the finals, got beat by Orchard Lake St. Mary by a few points that day, and then Brad retired, became the athletic director, and the head coach now is Josh Lucas. But Brad Bush was the head coach back in that year when they got to the semis. So they're playoff tested. Scott Farley's Vikings are really not. Scott's in his sixth year at Jackson High at the helm. He has had just that one playoff appearance back in also in 2015. They beat, I want to say, Livonia Franklin and got beat by Livonia Churchill. I might have that backwards, but that's it for the playoff aspirations and hopes of the Jackson Vikings. Meanwhile, Chelsea has qualified 17 of the last 18 years. And if it sounds like we're trying to hold on, we are, as the wind is gusting at our backs on the top of this press box at about 25 or 30 miles an hour.
I think it blew my cell phone away. Riley Sumner has it teed up. Chelsea won the tip, but it deferred to the second half, or the coin toss. Here's a trickling kick and gets it out of bounds. Good job by the Vikings. Let that trickle OB there for Jackson. Dakota Robertson there. He had a decision to make. That ball was rolling near the 10-yard line and near the sideline. Fortunately, it rolled out of bounds. And the High, led by Noah Bush, their fine junior quarterback, will take the football, 35-yard line. Benoit Richards, Lee Shaw, Paul Fairchild, Isaiah Hallman, Colin Molitor up front. Pretty good size offensive line. They run out of the short gun with Noah Bush, number 8. And Edwards is drilled, got about 2. But, man, he was hit as he received the ball from Parker Murphy. 2 yards for the High, second down and 8. Xzaire Edwards, the lone running back, with Noah Bush. Running option. Bush throws it away, but Edwards picks it up. They called an incomplete pass. Pretty good call by the official there. The ball. Bush wanted to pitch it, but he did pitch it forward, and they called it an incomplete pass. Edwards would have made some yardage had they counted that play. And now it's 3rd and 8, and the wind is just howling here in Chelsea. Bush back to throw. Looking, throws it long, and that is intercepted.
I dropped it.
Or it was dropped. It should have been intercepted.
Probably should have, yeah. That, again, it's that was kind of with the wind, but just over on that far sideline. So the pass goes incomplete, and it'll set up fourth down and eight for Jackson High. No score early in the game, 11:23 to go. Jackson High at Chelsea. Ten guys on the field for Jackson.
Wow, that just inexcusable.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Punt team.
Punt team out there, and you got 10. You got to take a timeout.
When you think you're ready, sometimes it's like when we broadcast and plug everything in, and then the Comrex goes out for a second. Or your sheet with all of your sponsors goes blowing down into the bleachers down here.
Right. Yeah, that was the one. Look at all that room they have in the press box.
This is a sin. Don't get me started on that. That'll be like the White Sox broadcast with Ken Harrelson and Przinski, because you get me wound up on that, and I'm not going to stop. It is a crying shame what they did to us here.
Fourth down and eight. Here's the kick. Is that blocked? No? Wow. Can't believe they didn't get that. Here's the run back. Terrible coverage by Jackson. And they get the corner. That'll be 15. Just stupid football by Jackson High. Man.
I didn't.
Tom, that's inexcusable.
Yeah, Brady Lawrence shoved him out of bounds. They didn't flag it, though.
Well, it's inexcusable.
Yeah, the Jackson contained man flying down the field on the punt didn't break down, and he didn't break down, and he basically overran it. The other kid got blocked, and Chelsea with a great field position now after a pretty nice punt there by the Vikings' Colin Molitor, and they're going to take over right at midfield.
Quinn Starkey, the quarterback. Play action, rolling right, looking. Fires it out here, caught by the, looks like the tight end. The slot man, that's Mitch Reynolds.
Yeah, he's a good receiver from what we understand, and that ball is thrown like a bullet by Quinn Starkey on a rollout to the right. Really, really nice throw and a better catch by Reynolds to give Chelsea a first down on their first play of the game.
They run out of that short gun. They hand it off. No running room there. Hit right at the 41. They got a yard. Number two, Aaron McDaniels.
And that was Jackson High's Micah Kretzinger on the tackle.
Second and nine. Coached by Josh Lewis. Lucas.
I think this is his third year. 16, 17, and 18.
Ball right at the J-High 40. Starkey pitches it and can't turn the corner. Great play by the Vikings as they run the ball carrier. Kyron Stitz came up, did a great job out of the secondary.
Yeah, he was able to make the play on Mitch Reynolds to the far side. Chelsea right back up to the line of scrimmage now. They're getting their plays sent in from the coaches with hand signals.
Third down and eight. Starkey, big kid, 6'3", only about 165, quarterback. Tried to bark him offside, no dice there. They look over, get the play. Third and eight, lone running back is McDaniels. Lobs it down the middle, incomplete.
You know, that offensive play, actually Jackson had two kids back, both.
Pretty decent coverage, Tom.
Yeah, Dakota Robertson and Kenyon Mulcahy were back deep. But, you know, this offense is, I'm not a fan. They come up to the line of scrimmage. The linemen are set. They're holding their set. The backs and quarterbacks all turn and look at the coaches to see what Jackson's lined up. They're getting it from upstairs. Meanwhile, those offensive kids are in their stance for a long time. That's very tough.
Chelsea shows a punt here on 4th and 8. Good kick. Fair catch called for. And a good job by Dakota Robertson. And they'll put it at about the 12, I believe.
So Jackson gave him the first down on the very first play of the game, that really nice pass completion, and then the defense did a pretty good job in holding them and forcing Chelsea into a punt.
Action brought to you by Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Seymour Ford, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Able Heating and Cooling, Eiselhart Nissan. Looks like it's going to snow here. Bush runs an option. Late pitch. Edwards. There he goes. 30. 40. Oh, they throw a flag. Jeez. Edwards almost broke that 88 yards.
That had to be very obvious because the back judge, of all people, wings a flag back from. He threw that thing 30 yards in the air from the 50 to the 20. The hold is going to be called at the 16-yard line of Jackson to bring this back. I think it's a hold. It could be a chop block. Blindside block. I had a suspicion that it wasn't a holding call when it was called by the back judge. You'd never, ever see a back judge do that. That illegal block is a good rule. It was instituted last year. It takes away the crackback. And the intent is that kid has to be able to see you coming for you to hit him. It's really a pretty good rule.
First down about 17 for the high. Ball's back at the 5-yard line. And Bush fires one out here in the flat. Some running room out to the 10.
Well, Kretzinger's a good he's a good player. He caught the ball and just got a couple of steps there. That'll set up 2nd and 12. He's up to the 10.
I don't know if you can hear the wind, but it is incredible. Absolutely unreal. 2nd and 12. Edwards hitting the backfield. They're all over him.
You remember in the great movie Stripes, Sergeant Hulka is on the top of that EM-60, EM-50 as they're coming out of Czechoslovakia to get back into Germany. And what did he say? I'm getting too old for this.
I'm too old to be in the press box, let alone sitting outside.
Now, McKibben just sent us a message that it sounds good. He should be up here. He's
right.
The outdoorsman.
3rd and long. Edwards going to throw it. And that is caught out near the 20-yard line, or is it incomplete? Robertson got his hands on it. It was not a real good throw right at his feet.
And I don't know why Jackson didn't go back to that run-pass option that Noah Bush is so good at. Remember the play that got called back? Edwards, you know, had that great long run called back by the block in the back. And it was... Chelsea jumped the fullback dive, and then Noah Bush runs that so very well where he reads the option man and pitches it to Edwards.
Here's the kick by Molitor. Gets over the head of the return man, and Jackson misses a tackle. Come back, and a good job coming back after missing the tackle. David Barbieri made an outstanding play. At the 49-yard line. That was a great kick by Molitor, whose first kick, I don't know how that didn't get blocked, and then I don't know how there wasn't a 15-yard penalty called on a hit that was 5 yards out of bounds.
Yep.
But Jackson's really played in a hole here in the first quarter, but we're still scoreless, 7 to go. On 970, 101.5 FM. Starkey hands it off. A couple yards there, the Jackson 48-yard line.
66. Out of town scoreboard. Lumen Christi with an early 7-0 lead, 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christi 7, Marshall nothing. Lumen Christi at Marshall, Titans 7, Marshall nothing.
Quinn Starkey hands it off. Lot of running room here off left tackle, left guard and tackle. Good job blocking, lead block by Big 55, Nick Holmberg, senior at 230.
Kretzinger again on the tackle. He's probably Jackson High's, I'd have to say he's the leader on defense, definitely Cornell-bound, you know, an Ivy League kid, Micah Kretzinger.
First down, 39-yard line, Chelsea moving here. 6:20 to go, first quarter, no score. Jackson trying to get their fifth win in a row to start the season for the first time in, I don't know, 75 years. Starkey to throw, lobs it out here, incomplete. Had a man wide open, but he was right on the sideline, and that was Mitch Reynolds. And he overshot him, and that brings up a second down and 10. Pretty good pressure, but Starkey rolling out, bought himself plenty of time, and he had Reynolds open at about the 20-yard line. Well, they flashed the play in from the sideline. They haven't thrown to their big wide receiver yet, Nick Christian, 6'5", 210. He's due to get one.
And he's good looking.
Starkey handoff. Good play by the Vikes. Terrific tackle.
That's Micah Kretzinger, Greg, on the unassisted tackle on Reynolds.
That's just an outstanding defensive play by Kretzinger. They gave him the 40-yard line, Tom.
Yeah, early score in from homecoming at Northwest, up in the Northwest territory. Coldwater 7, Northwest nothing on a Griffin Olmstead 7-yard touchdown run. 8:57 to go, first quarter. Coldwater 7, Northwest nothing. And 4:43 to go in the first. Lumen Christi 7, Marshall nothing.
Third down 11 here for the Bulldogs. Starkey looks over the defense, barks the signals. The big 6'3 QB out of the gun. Drops back, looks. He can run. Now he lobs it wide open. Goodness, where's the coverage? The big guy was wide open down there, Nick Christian.
Yeah, that's Nick Christian. He's a good receiver, and Hunter Neff is the other one at 6'4". Christian is 6'5 and 210, and Jackson really doesn't. Now, first of all, he got completely free of the defender, but even if somebody was covering him, he's 6'5 and 210 pounds. Jackson doesn't have anybody that can match up with him.
On first down, the handoff. Good running room down to the 10, maybe inside the 10, to the 9-yard line. That's 6 on first down. In fact, they gave him the 8, 7 yards, 2nd and 3. Running back is Aaron McDaniels. Slot man is Mitch Reynolds. Starkey out of the gun. McDaniels right up the middle. Good hit by the Vikings.
Well, Brady Lawrence and one of the linebackers.
Linebacker Brady Lawrence, terrific play there. Just a yard, 3rd and 2. Clock says exactly 4 minutes to go in the quarter. No score, Chelsea threatening. They wouldn't fumble, would they? On third, Starkey hands it off right up the middle, all the way down to the 1-yard line.
Zion Hardrick on the tackle for Jackson, down at about the 2.
McDaniels just kind of stood there. It was almost like a little draw play. He just stood there for a second, got his legs going,
yeah,
and boom.
Those hesitation plays cause trouble.
And there's a touchdown. McDaniels. about a yard and a half. And Chelsea draws first blood here, 6-0. 3.5 to go in the quarter. Jackson's been behind the eight ball this entire first quarter. No field position. They had one big play, and that's called back on a penalty. The kicker is Drew Lewis. And that is up and good. 7-0. 30 break. We're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Let's get you a kickoff here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't at Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. See if the Vikes can get some field position. Couple penalties have hurt them, Tom.
Edwards, Dakota Robertson, and Micah Kretzinger deep for the Vikes, and the kicker is Riley Sumner as the ball blows off the tee for Chelsea. Chelsea leads 7-0, 3:30 to go, first quarter over Jackson High.
County National Bank, OmniSource, Jimmy's Towing, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, American Title, Elrose Steel, part of our group. Low squib kick. That is finally picked up. 25, 30. Good run back by Dakota Robertson out to about the 32. Why aren't they blowing the whistle? There's a flag.
Yeah, flag's going to happen when you don't blow that whistle quick enough. Robertson's forward progress was stopped.
Inexcusable not blowing the whistle.
I'll tell you what I'm not crazy about either is the administration at Chelsea. They're playing music piped in over this PA system. That ball was put in play. The whistle had blown. That music and that nonsense is supposed to stop.
Face mask 15 yards against Chelsea.
And I know they're trying to be like the colleges and this and that, but once that ball's in play, that is not allowed.
We have those full-time favorites, Dexter Sidermill-Gomitz and Connor Edwards.
So Jackson does get good field position at the 46-yard line.
And a break there by the officials keeping that play alive, and then there was a face mask in there, so the Vikes are about midfield at the 46.
Edwards hitting the backfield. Keeps his feet, and he gets 2 yards.
Well, that was a straight fullback dive. Noah Bush gave it to Edwards right up the gut, and you have to do that once in a while. The very first thing when you stop the option is you have to stop that fullback dive, and it's a quick-hitting play. Jackson runs it quick. They don't hesitate and have it slow developing. So if you can stop that, then you've got a pretty good chance to stop the option.
Ryan Samadi on the tackle. Kretzinger in motion. And here's Bush. Turns the corner, 50. 45 has a first down, it would appear, at the 43-yard line.
See, Chelsea put all their eggs in one basket. They went to stop Edwards on that fullback dive, and Noah Bush read that, pulled it out of Edwards' belly, and went up that left side. The pitch man, I think, was Kretzinger, and they honored him, so Noah Bush very sharply got 10 yards on that.
Bush runs it the other way, pitch to Edwards. Dips outside, 40. Stays on his feet. Oh, he fell down at the 32-yard line. Boy, Edwards might have went to the house, but he lost his balance there as he actually probably bumped into his own man out there. That was Hardrick.
Well, but two straight first downs for Jackson. They've got things moving a little bit here.
Good run by X Edwards, and a first down about 11. Here's Bush. Edwards the other way. Can he turn the corner? No, but he got a couple.
You know, a scrape linebacker, Joe Taylor, came from the middle of the field, got all the way to the sideline to make that tackle. Heck of a play by Chelsea's Joe Taylor. Dakota Robertson had the good stalk block there, but Jackson just couldn't quite turn the corner.
Got 4 yards, so second and six. For the Vikings trying to grind one out here. They trail 7-0. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Wind swept Chelsea up the middle. Pretty good push. They get it down near the 25-yard line. Spotted it. Wow, not a very kind spot again. 27-yard line. Third down and 4 yards. Here for the Vikes, Noah Bush out of the gun. Motion man has it, first down at the 20, down near the 17-yard line. And that is Dakota Robertson on the little jet sweep.
So Jackson has a lot of weapons. Bush is a good quarterback. Edwards is a good running back. Kretzinger, Dakota Robertson. They haven't yet thrown to Hardrick and O'Dowd and all those other, you know, they've got some good receivers. So a very nice drive for Jackson. About 30 seconds to go here, first quarter. Chelsea leads 7-0 over the Vikes.
Interesting changes by Chelsea on defense. They took a couple of the big cattle out and brought in some more speed on defense. First down, about the 16-yard line. Edwards up the middle. Nifty run here. He's down near the 10. He's a terrific football player, Xavier Edwards. And that's a solid 6 yards on first down. Second and four, football at the 10. Vikings trying to get this tied up. They trail 7-0, and that will end the quarter. End of the first quarter, 7-0 Chelsea, but Jackson threatening. And we're back in 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages. Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Vikings have two in the backfield. Edwards hit right as he got the football, and somehow he squeezed about 2 yards out of that inside the 10. He's at the 9-yard line. It'll bring up third and about a yard and a half. Chelsea really sold out defensively there on the run, and they were shooting the gaps.
Right, and I'm not positive if Noah has that yet where he can read it and pull it himself and run the option to the outside.
They fake that same thing. They go to Robertson. He's got a first down. He's got a touchdown. Vikings, Dakota Robertson.
That's the fake inside and the jet sweep to the outside. Very nice run by Robertson as he tiptoed the sideline. Touchdown run of about 7-8 yards. And with 11:23 to go in the second quarter, it's now Chelsea 7, Jackson High 6.
Terrific execution by Jackson on that drive. The Viking, no mistakes.
How about the Viking band making the trip?
Yeah, good crowd from Jackson over there. And the Vikings are going to go for two. their kicker was out here kicking 45-yard field goals before the game. And here's Bush. Pitch to Edwards. He's got it, too. He ran right through the tackle of Joe Taylor. And the Vikings take the lead 8-7. Great answer for Jackson High, Tom. Hard run by Xavier Edwards.
Well, you know, it's always been Scott Farley's philosophy to not kick. He went to the state finals at Ford Field about 10 years ago with Leslie. They went for two every time. And I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. If you make those four out of five times, three out of five times, you're in great shape.
You got to make three out of five, though.
You're in great shape, and you got to believe that these kids can do that, and they believe it too. But they can also kick. They also do have, and you know, in those years past, he wouldn't kick or punt, and they've amended that a little bit. Now, what's interesting here is the Vikings now lead 8-7, and they're getting ready to kick off. They have quite an arsenal of onside kick type plays. You know, the wind is funny here. It's really whipping here, and I know he's not going to kick it in the air. This thing is going to bounce around a little bit, making it extremely hard to cover.
So the Vikings, early here in the second quarter, take an 8-7 lead. And let's see if there's an onside kick. Chelsea certainly looking for it. And they kick it right down the middle. It looks like it hit a Chelsea player. Maybe not. Goes out of bounds and it'll be 35-yard line. I think they tried to get it to hit one of the up men. And Farley's over there. I think he's complaining that that hit one of those up men. And
yeah, I think that's a good play, actually.
They're not listening to him. 35-yard line for Chelsea.
This is the first high school game I've ever been at where the referee was Mike. That official just, he's mic'd up, the white hat, and it comes over the PA. It's kind of a nice touch. It does explain what's going on.
Well, first down for the Bulldogs. Quinn Starkey, QB. Hands it off McDaniels. He goes nowhere. Kretzinger in the backfield. Couple Vikings back there. Boy, what a first half. Micah Kretzinger, Tom.
He's quite a player. How about this over at Northwest? Coldwater scored again, but on the kickoff, Jalen Case from Northwest returned it 90 yards for the TD. The PAT failed, so with 3:59 to go in the first quarter, it's Coldwater 14, Northwest 6.
That was no gain, second and 10. They try a jet-type sweep. Hit in the backfield! Back at the 28-yard line. No dice. Viking defense all over that outside play. That's a loss of 6. Third and 16.
At the Lumen Christi game, there is 9:38 to go in the second, and the Titans lead Marshall 14-0.
8-7 here, Jay High, third and long for Chelsea. Starkey, the senior QB. Looks, blitz on down the middle. Wide open! Where's the coverage? Goodness. All the way to the Jackson 30.
That's that other good receiver, that 6'4 kid. That's Reynolds. And he ran a post pattern, and there was
nobody there.
Jackson had two safeties. They were in a cover two, and one of them has to take, I mean, they're both on the hashes, and somebody has to read that. You can't have both kids on the hashes and not cover deep middle.
Now they run up the middle for good yardage. They snapped it quickly that time.
They've done
got
it.
7 yards to the 25.
You know, they've sprung that twice on Jackson where they snapped it quick before, you know, you can draw them into that a little bit when you play your up-tempo.
Boy, after two great plays and then you leave the receiver, he was 15 yards in the clear. Here's McDaniels. I don't think he got the first down. It'll be third and short.
23.
Guillermo Baird on the stop for the Vikings. Third and a yard. Nine to go. Jackson leads 8-7. Quarterback under center, and he just runs it for, it looks like, a first down. Yeah, he's inside the 20, 19-yard line.
This wind has gotten stronger.
It's chilly. Mike Armelli's got an umbrella up here. It's not snowing yet.
That's helping the wind. It really is a good windbreaker. Meanwhile, all those empty seats in the press box.
God almighty. 19-yard line. Wide open again. Touchdown. Jackson just can't cover anybody. Hunter Neff. Quick little look in pass. A couple Vikings ran into each other.
Yeah, that was bad. Hunter Neff is also 6'4", and even if somebody would have been there, he could have probably taken that, as that ball was thrown perfectly by Starkey.
Yeah, good throw by Starkey.
So 8:15 to go in the second quarter. Chelsea leads Jackson 13-8 as they get ready to kick the PAT.
Lewis. Did you say that wind was letting up, Tom?
No, I said it got worse.
The kick is good. 14-8. We're back in 30 seconds on 970 1015 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
8:15 to go, first half on WKHM, 14-8, Chelsea. And Jackson has to do something about their pass defense or they won't have a prayer in this game. Too many receivers just wide open. Ball blows off the tee. It didn't roll off the tee. It blew about 5 yards. The kicker, the always popular Riley Sumner. And here's the kick. This will be run back. 20-25, and he fell down. Tried to cut, went down at the 26. And I believe that was Kretzinger on the return. Again, Lumen up 14-0 over Marshall, who's going to have a bad season.
Steve Boyle also checked in. Columbia Central has a 21-7 lead over Onstead. In the SEC White, the other games, Dexter leads Adrian 14-6. And at the end of one quarter, Tecumseh and Ipsy are tied at 7.
Vikes on first down, 26-yard line. Bush keeps it, and he turns a corner, and he's out to the 35-yard line.
Boy, he took a shot to the head by that corner that came up, that big kid for Chelsea, 21, Cooper Mattson, 6'3", 170-pound defensive back. But that was a quarterback option run, and I'm not sure if he's reading that. I think he did. He elected not to pitch it and ran that seam very nicely for about 9 yards.
Second and 2, and Edwards. He has a first down. He's out near the 40-yard line. Xavier Edwards with about six. Jackson running the ball very effectively here.
66 Jack Cross.
They have completed one pass. Their only pass was a low pass out in the flat.
Well, and so few teams anymore run the option. You don't run against it in practice. You really don't know what to do defensively, and that's a great weapon for Jackson.
Yeah, everybody wants to run the spread.
Yeah, and throw it around, this and that.
Here's Bush out of the gun. They run a reverse, need a block. 40, 45 cut back, and about 5 yards. That initially looked like it was going to be a big play.
Yeah, still got about five on the play.
Dakota Robertson. Cut inside. It looked like there was a lot of room outside. But they'll take the five spot. They're second and five. Boy, it is a blustery, right now an ugly-looking night in Chelsea. Jackson breaks loose for a first down over the 50-yard line. Micah Kretzinger into Chelsea territory, 47-yard line, and a first down for the High.
Up in Northwest territory, freshman quarterback Isaiah Grabowskis was tackled in the end zone for a safety. So with 11:39 to go in the second quarter, it's now Coldwater 16, Northwest 6.
Vikes have a first down. Run an option, pitch to Edwards. Tries to get outside, 45-40. He's down to the 36-yard line. That's a first down. And they call another cheap penalty on Jackson. Well, that's what you're going to get on the road. Scott Farley beside himself. Another nice run by Edwards for about 10, 12 yards.
Out of town, and I know you like to follow this one. Lansing Catholic and Portland are getting together tonight. 5:01 left in the first half. Portland just scored to make it Portland 7, Lansing Catholic nothing.
They may wave this flag off. I don't know what they're doing.
Holding
on Chelsea. Wow, 10 tacked on to the end of the run.
So it wasn't a bad call, was it?
That was a great call by that guy.
Hey, in the Interstate 8 up at Chelsea. I'm sorry, we're at Chelsea. Up at Hastings, same thing. It's Jackson County Western 21, Hastings nothing.
Edwards, great move up the middle. Power run. He runs over two tacklers near the 20-yard line. X Edwards for 7, and he just ran over a couple of the blue and gold there.
What are you guys cackling about over here?
Unidentified flying object. I think they're delivering your dinner here.
Well, there was a giant bird trying to come across the field. He was bucking a headwind. He couldn't make it.
Here's Bush. They pitched Kretzinger. Broke the first tackle. Nice play, though. Coming up to knock Kretzinger down at the line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up a third. And
no gain on the play. Third down and four.
So you're saying that was a drone?
Third and about five for the Vikings.
Oh, it was a plane. Yeah, the MHSAA does have a rule about no drones over these stadiums. Of course, they got a rule no music when the ball's in play, too, but they do it.
In motion, Edwards breaks the tackle. 15, 10, 5. He's down to the one-yard line. X Edwards. Kyron Stitz, the ball carrier.
Yeah, it wasn't Edwards, it was Stitz, and that was a pretty shifty run as he was coming to his left. He planted a real quick stutter step by Kyron Stitz.
Well, that was an excellent run. He looked like Edwards there.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He planted at the tackle spot.
Pretty nice drive for Jackson. 4:24 to go in the second quarter. Chelsea leads 14-8. Jackson's on the door.
1 yard line for the Vikings. High snap. And they do not get there. Boy, that was trouble from the outset.
That was snapped to – that was Xyre Edwards at quarterback there. Did you give it to Kretzinger? Yeah, Kretzinger on the tack, on the carry.
Got it back to the 1 yard line. Let's go over and get the play from Scott Farley. Touchdown ties it here at 14. It's 14-8. Chelsea. 3:35 to go. And a quarterback sneak. That looks good. Looked like he was way into the end zone. Touchdown. There it is. Late signal. Quarterback keep. And Noah Bush, the junior, has tied it up at 14. 3:20 to go in the first half. Here from wind-ridden Chelsea. Jackson's going to kick the extra point. And that is up and good. 15-14, Jackson. Back in 30 seconds. On 970 and 101.5 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ratchford, Mike Armelli, Josh Ankrell. We've had quite a first half. Jackson up 15-14. They go for five straight wins to start the season. And that was Quentin Smith on the extra point for Jackson to give them the one-point lead, and Smith has it teed up. And he kicks a low squibber. That hit a player. Ball loose and recovered by Chelsea, 31-yard line.
I like this. You know, Jackson, he bounces that ball. Jackson could end up with it, but the biggest thing you're doing is you're not going to allow Chelsea any opportunity to make a long return. So now, 3 minutes and 17 seconds left in the first half. Jackson leads 15-14. Chelsea will have the ball first and 10 at their own 31.
Problem being, the Vikings have given up just way too many easy yards in the secondary with receivers wide open. Now, their run defense has been outstanding.
The heavy winds really haven't affected Chelsea as much as I kind of predicted they might.
And they've got, as Tom mentioned, two big, good receivers. Starkey, out of the gun. He hands it off up the middle. Jackson missed a tackle that time. And Reynolds gets it out to the 37.
Brady Lawrence hung on for the tackle in the middle. Still a gain of six. That's not good.
Second down. Clock runs with 2:55 left in the first half.
As Yankee manager Joe Girardi used to like to say, it's not what you want.
Second, long four. Throw a pass. Oh! Grab that ball, that pass out in the flat. And coming up for Jackson was Dakota Robertson.
Yeah.
And he just lit up Mitch Reynolds.
Yeah, Robertson had Reynolds pretty... And you can see the second defensive back have his eyes on the ball. He thought he might be able to get it. It was a forward pass, so it wasn't a fumble, but it was very, very close. It was almost a lateral over there.
Third down and four. Ball's at the Chelsea 37. 2:40 to go. Clock stopped with the incomplete pass. Big Josiah Fitch about 235 over the football. Snap good. Starkey looking. Loops it out here, caught for first down. Again, relatively wide open. Jacob Seitz. 40. Wow, they give him the 44.
First down for Chelsea.
And a first down for Chelsea. Clock runs 2:20 to go. And the senior quarterback back to throw. Rush on! He's sacked! Back at the 36-yard line. Terrific job inside.
David Barbieri, number 22 for Jackson. He's had a couple of plays like that the two games we've seen him. Not a very large guy. In the program, 5'7", 175-pound defensive lineman on that tackle.
Third down, about 16. Second down, 16. Starkey back to throw. Rush on. Oh, he got away from the first man. Now he looks, and he just throws it away. And there's a flag. I think they're going to call grounding. There was nobody there. Now a player ran over there late. Player ran over there late. That official isn't going to buy that, is he? She's terrible.
No flag on play. Intentional grounding of number two was in the area.
No, he wasn't.
16 for the Bulldogs.
Two ran over there 5 minutes after the pass hit the ground.
I don't know shit about football.
We have a buck 28. Yeah, but he came from the sea. Third down and 16. Well, good pressure the last two plays by the Viking defensive front. Fake a handoff. Flare it out here, caught. Good job by the Vikes. They knocked the ball carrier out, 41-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth down and 12.
Jackson cornerback number 9, Zion Hardrick, did a good job. He didn't overcommit. He let him catch the ball and just get a couple of steps, made the tackle. So Chelsea's going to have to punt. It's fourth and 12 from their own 42-yard line. Minute and 20 seconds left in the first half.
Oh, he dropped the snap, and he's hit down back inside the 30-yard line. Dropped the snap, the punter. Jackson's got him at the 28. Buck 15 to go in the half. Jackson in business, leading 15-14. Turnover, Chelsea.
What a great break for Jackson High. A minute and 15 now. And the punt snap, the snap was simply fumbled by the punter. He just mishandled it and dropped it, and Jackson was right there to make the tackle. What a break for the Vikes. 15-14 Jackson High, 1:15 to go in the first half, and they've got the ball now, first and 10 at the Chelsea 34. Actually, it's at the 29.
1:15 to go. Vikes got to be smart here.
Oh, they try to sneak a kid on that far side.
In motion, Kretzinger. Bush throws it down here, and that is what?
Interference.
Ball was incomplete, but a pass interference call on Chelsea. He did jump right over the receiver before the ball got there.
That was a well-thrown ball by Noah Bush.
That'll be 15 from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and I'm glad Jackson didn't get whistled for it, because the wide receiver came on the field late. He wasn't part of the huddle, and that's a real point of contention. But he was toward the number, which is 9 yards off the field, which is where they have to be. And I think he got there in time, and the Chelsea kids on defense saw him, so it was not penalized.
13-yard line, first down following the 15-yard penalty. Here's Kretzinger. He's at the 10, 5! He is in! Touchdown, Jackson! Micah Kretzinger! He bulls his way into the end zone! Carried that last tackler in, and the Vikings make that turnover pay off, and they lead 21.
So two straight touchdowns now for Jackson High. A 14-yard run there by Micah Kretzinger on a nice little option play to the right side. Gets into the end zone, 14 yards, and they make Chelsea pay for that fumbled snap.
Big extra point, Quentin Smith. Kick is up. And good. 22-14 Jackson, a minute to go in the first half. What a comeback by the Vikings. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Coming up at halftime this week in the MHSAA, we'll find out if anything happened. The MHSAA this week.
Also at halftime, we got an extra 5 minutes because it's homecoming.
Great. Here's a little short punch kick. Terrible kick. Might as well just kick it into the seats. I don't get that one.
He may have missed it. He just may have not executed it.
And that gives
the
Chelsea
intention
the
was.
Ball.
Trust me, they run this an awful lot. He just must have gotten too much of it.
Chelsea gets the ball at the 40-yard line. I don't get that one. You just can't kick the ball like that. Almost sideways out of bounds. And here's Starkey. Back to throw. Long across the field. It's caught.
And against the wind.
For 2 yards. You'll give them that all day. 59 seconds left in the half. Just want to keep everything in front of you here. Keep them out of the end zone.
Speaking of that, keep your play sheets in front of you. We're high atop the press box with no shelter here in the wind.
Starkey stands at the 40. Quick pass. Caught. Out of bounds, midfield.
Nice tackle by Steven Okendu. I think it was Okendu that made the tackle on the fumbled punt snap by Chelsea that led to Jackson High's touchdown. So he tackled him out of bounds. Clock stops, 54.2 seconds to go in the first half. Jackson High leads Chelsea 22-14. Chelsea with the ball, third down now. No, it's first down from just over midfield.
First down at the 49-yard line. No pressure on the quarterback last two times. Now he steps up, rolls and looks, throws and caught. Jackson misses a tackle. All you got to do is tackle him in bounds. They didn't get it done.
Yeah.
Okendu, they get a first down and get out of bounds.
Yeah, it's very tough to stop them from catching those passes because that receiver is 6'4", and what a good job by Starkey, the quarterback, to put the ball right on his hands.
So they're at the Jackson 39. Chelsea has moved right down into scoring territory. Starkey again fakes. Now he's going to run. Looks like he's over the line. Pass is dropped. He was way over the line of scrimmage. And I see no flag.
Well, you know, there's seven officials in the SEC, and that means that the two linesmen stay on the line. They don't have to worry about any pass responsibilities deep because there's two men on the sidelines down there. So apparently he wasn't over the line.
Man, wow.
Good thing for Jackson that
he's a magician.
Was incomplete.
Yeah, that should have been caught down at the five-yard line. We're down to 39 seconds. They run a draw. That's good news. Jackson makes a tackle and a timeout. Chelsea ball's at the 35. And let's take, we'll take a quick break. 30 break. We're right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations, free childcare while you work out downtown, free featured group exercise classes, access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
34 seconds left in the half. Jackson up 22-14. Chelsea has the ball at the Viking 36. Starkey back to throw. Rush on, being chased, and he's hit, and he's hit. Down he goes! Back at the 46-yard line.
And a penalty flag in the holding area. So a good job by the Jackson defense to somewhat cover the intended receivers. And then finally, Jackson's defensive front got to the quarterback.
Offense number 65.
The holding call will be declined.
It'll bring up a fourth down.
But they got the Starkey for one of the few times this evening.
And about 17. Chelsea takes the timeout.
Timeout. Chelsea, their second.
So Chelsea does have one timeout left for what it matters. Jackson has two.
They have the ball back. We'll keep it here back at the 46-yard line. Big sack there. As we hit 8 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. Feels like midnight. Whose idea to wear shorts tonight?
Hey, I'm known for wearing shirt sleeves. When we were here last year for the semis, on that horrible day when Lumen Christi beat Michigan Warren Collegiate, Michigan Collegiate. I was in shirt sleeves, but I have a jacket on right now. I'm going to put this sweatshirt on at halftime. This is terrible.
Big play for the Viking defense here.
But years ago when I was coaching, I'd still have shorts on down on the field.
Chelsea showing punt here, which I think would be a wise move. Almost blocked. Jackson has nobody back. And that ball rolls and rolls. And they kill it at the 1 yard line.
Stop the punt down inside the 1 yard line. Jackson will take possession there, first and 10.
Well, you can't take a knee down there at the one. There's 11 seconds to go in the first half. Jackson's going to take over. It looks like it's inside the 1 yard line. Boy, handle the snap.
Well, you can roll out and just throw it away. Even a penalty.
You
got
to handle the snap.
I wouldn't even. I would not hand the ball off.
You got to handle the snap. That's what I'm worried about.
I understand that. There's 11 seconds left. The ball is literally on the goal line. That punt was almost blocked. So big job here for Jackson center, Paul Fairchild. See if he can dig out a foot here. Chelsea looked like they jumped. They did.
Or get Chelsea to jump offside. Their right defensive tackle encroached.
Good job by the Vikings.
He encroached the neutral zone, and Paul Fairchild, the fine Jackson center, didn't budge.
Great job. Great call by Scott Farley. They barked him off and got a free five, and now you can take a knee and get to the locker room.
Scott did take a timeout here. Jackson takes a timeout with 11 seconds to go in the first half, leading 22-14.
You just take a knee here, right, Tom?
Well, I would hope so. Although, you know what? Yeah, I would hope. You never know. I mean, we've seen them run a fullback buck for 95 yards.
Well, yeah, if they're going to do that, go ahead. 11 seconds.
Well, and it would be safe.
Vikes up 22-14 with a big second quarter. Terrific comeback after really the whole first quarter they were in the hole. Had no field position. A couple big penalties that set them back. But they dominated the second quarter. Chelsea has a timeout. They don't use it. And the Vikings lead the Bulldogs at halftime. Jackson High 22, Chelsea 14. Take a 3-minute break. We'll be back at the half for Denny's on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest. Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialists has the Jackson area's highest-rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Buy smart with Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisenhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisenhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisenhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisenhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford EcoSport SE. Easy plan lease, $160 a month for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. Requires competitive conquest bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires October 1st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, Mike Armelli, our traveling secretary, Josh Hankrell, producer, director extraordinaire. Very impressive Chelsea High School band on the field here as they have some halftime festivities, so we'll have a real lengthy halftime as we sit in the frigid weather here outside the press facility. I would say less than ideal conditions tonight. But good football game. Great first half for Jackson, and they lead Chelsea. They were down 14-8. Came back and scored two touchdowns in that second. And lead 22-14. And other than about three pass plays, Tom, Vikings really played well.
Yeah, and I really don't know what they can do. They can maybe get a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, Starkey.
Yeah, they've sacked him three or four times.
Yeah, a little bit. But when he is, when Quinn Starkey can stand there in that pocket, he's a pretty good-sized kid himself. He's 6'3". But those two receivers, both Neff and Hunter Neff, number 9, and I think it's, what's the other kid's number? That they're both, they're 6'4 and 6'5". Oh, three, Nick Christian, he's 6'5", 210. Once those kids get open, it's like a post play when you're posting a somebody up in basketball down in the lane. Once those kids get posted, they can catch the ball against the shorter Jackson High kids. And it seems like the same thing would happen in basketball because you're going to have it's been the bane of Jackson High's athletic existence for a while. But Jackson does a good job. They hustle. They do play hard. They're prone to some mistakes, but it's, you know, that offense is good. They've got Noah Bush runs this offense terrifically. And he runs that option, and he gets the ball. When he needs to keep it, he keeps it well. And when he needs to pitch it, he gets it to either Edwards or Kretzinger. Dakota Robertson had those nice runs on the jet sweep and kind of a counter play. And I don't think they've completed a pass. I don't even know if they've thrown maybe one or two.
Yeah, they threw one in the flat for short yardage. Three or four yards, and they had one that was ruled incomplete. It was actually a pitch that went forward, so I think they're about one of two throwing, but when you run the ball like that, that second quarter time, they really got it rolling. They were going 5, 7, 10 yards at a crack.
Yeah, and you control the line of scrimmage, and you control the clock. That's how you win these games.
Exactly.
And they're not messing around like Chelsea is. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, they all look over to the coach. They're all wig-wagging the signals in. The linemen are set in a three-point stance for 12, 15, 18 seconds while they turn and look and they call the play. And they outcoach themselves on that punt with a couple of minutes to go in the first half. Chelsea on fourth down put their regular team on the field, and they rushed the other 11 kids on to punt real quick, and they got set up and kind of snapped it, and the punter did not handle the ball, and I think it was Stephen Okendu of Jackson High made the first hit, but they tackled the punter, so Jackson got the short field of about maybe 30 yards or so and scored a touchdown on that drive, and that was with just a minute and 4 seconds to go in the first half. It had put Jackson ahead 22-14.
Anything on Lumen?
Well, we got all kinds of scores here. At the half, Lumen Christie leads Marshall 14-0. Also in the Interstate 8 at the half, Western leads Hastings 28-7. And midway through the second quarter, it's Coldwater 20, Northwest 6. In the Lenawee right now, Columbia Central leads Onsted 28-13.
That's the game on K105.3. We'll take a 3 break. Again, Denny's here at the half this week in the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Break after that, and we'll be back. We're at halftime. Long halftime tonight, homecoming. Jackson 22, Chelsea 14 on WKHL.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Real long halftime here tonight at Chelsea's. Jackson Eyes back out warming up. Chelsea's nowhere to be found. They have trickled back to the field. But we're still introducing students here. These are the greatest students probably on the planet, what we're hearing. Good kids. Vikes lead at halftime, 22-14. We can find Ratchford. We'll get you some scores. Last check, Lumen led 14-0 at halftime. I think we have quite a few scores we've tried to put together here. And the 40-0 wins here outside the press box that we can't get into. Vikes make second quarter to take the lead, 22-14. See what Tom has on the out-of-town scoreboard. Thomas?
Well, I was able to get out of the wind for a moment and get this out-of-town scoreboard situated, Greg. Let's start in the SEC White. Of course, right here, Jackson High leads 22-14 over Chelsea. Pinckney, and I think I wrote this down right, Pinckney has a 14-10 lead over Ypsilanti Lincoln. But even if I wrote that backwards, it's still a close game at the half. Pinckney and Lincoln, 14-10. Tecumseh has a 21-20 lead over Ipsy, and Dexter leads winless Adrian 28-6. In the Interstate 8, Lumen Christi has a 14-0 lead at Marshall. 14-0 Lumen Christi over Marshall at Marshall. Western has a 28-7 lead at Hastings. Coldwater has a 30-6 lead over Northwest. Nothing in on the Harper Creek Penfield score. In the Cascades Conference, Napoleon leads Manchester 17-0, and Michigan Center leads Vandercook Lake 37-6. In the Lenawee, Columbia Central has a 28-13 lead over Onsted. And Hillsdale is just hammering Hudson. It's Hillsdale 28, Hudson nothing. Around the state, over in the Muskegon area, Hart leads Shelby 16-6. St. Joe leads Kalamazoo Loy Norix 42-0. In one of the premier games in mid-Michigan this evening, Portland has a 14-6 lead over Lansing Catholic. To the state line to the south of Jackson, Morenci leads Britton Deerfield 14-13. Over on the west side, Schoolcraft has a 27-14 lead over Delton Kellogg. Saginaw area, Swan Valley, very well thought of. Swan Valley of Saginaw. I think we were in the state finals last year and West Catholic beat them. It was Swan Valley 36. Shepherd 6. In the Ottawa Kent Conference, Granville leads East Kentwood 16-14. In Muskegon, it's all Oak Ridge as they lead Ravenna 41-0. Go back to the east side now. Marine City with a 14-6 lead over East Point. Clarkston has a 24-14 lead over Southfield A&T. It's West Bloomfield over Lake Orion, 32-14. Madison Heights. Madison with a commanding 34-6 lead over Warren Fitzgerald. Troy leads Rochester 10-7. And Grand Rapids West Catholic is tied 13-all with Sparta at the half. And I haven't looked yet, but I'm wondering if the Petoskey game got played. Earlier tonight, about 4 o'clock, the Petoskey bus got stopped. They would not let them cross the Mackinac Bridge on their way to Marquette. So if we think it's windy up here at the top of the press box in Chelsea, they didn't let the bus or any high vehicles over the bridge. So they were asking the Petoskey people that were coming up, the fans, to get moving so that you could pick up your sons and you're going to drive up to Marquette to get that game played tonight. Hillsdale is killing Hudson 28-0.
Here it's 22-14, Jackson High, as we get set the start of the second half. And Chelsea won the coin flip to start the game and elected to defer, so they'll get the ball here to start this third quarter. Quentin Smith has it teed up for Jackson. Now, got a couple kicks that have just gone directly out of bounds, and the last one gave Chelsea the ball at the 42-yard line. Hopefully that has been corrected here. So after a real long halftime, here's a little short onside kick. The ball is loose.
That was one of those where the ball rolled on the transverse axis, and number 32 from Chelsea was able to...
No signal yet, Tom. Bulldogs got it. Wow.
32 from Chelsea. Sam Michael was able to fall on it, but then it bounced away from him.
Yeah, that was loose for a minute. Well, Chelsea gets real good field position at the 45, but I'd rather see that than that angle kick that Jackson's just kicked out of bounds.
Well, he just missed it. They do that all the time. That ball bounces, and, you know, it's one of their plays. You can't just keep doing the same thing. And the kid just didn't execute the kick very well. It went out of bounds. But either way, I mean, when he kicked it out of bounds, they got the ball on the 41. Now on that, which you like, they got the ball on the 45. That's worse.
Well, at least they had a chance to get it. Here's a running play. Not much. Maybe a yard. Out to the 46-yard line. Of course, they give him an extra yard to the 47. Second down and 8.
Moment ago, you were asking about Hudson. Hudson finally scored. It's Hillsdale 35, Hudson 8. Five minutes to go in the third quarter.
Second and 8 here. Starkey out of the short shotgun. Hands it off. And out to the 50. Bring up a third down and 5. Jackson's interior defense has played well. These numbers aren't nearly as bad as the other ones, but these are difficult to read also.
You're talking about for Jackson High?
Yeah.
White, beautiful white uniform with white pants for Jackson High, but the numbers are in orange. And they're smaller.
Wide open, down the middle, just picking cherries. No coverage there.
Yeah, the linebacker, Brady Lawrence, he got behind Brady Lawrence and in front of Kenyon Mulcahy, number 25.
And that's an easy pitch and catch and first down for Chelsea. Chelsea trails by 8. And they're already threatening here. Reynolds in motion. And he's going to lose back to the 40-yard line. Great outside pursuit by Jackson.
Yeah, the inside pursuit there, actually off the edge by Dakota Robertson, made him bump it to the outside. And I think Micah Kretziker is going to get credit for the tackle. But good team defense again for Jackson.
It's a loss of three. Second and 13. Starkey talking to one of his favorite receivers there, Reynolds. And he rolls and he looks. And Jackson loses contain. And he runs out of bounds at the 34-yard line.
Got about 3 or 4 yards on the play.
Gain of four.
I'd rather see Jackson do that than allow him to, you know, good coverage there. So he didn't throw the ball, ran for about four.
And a big third down and about eight from the Viking 34. Got some pressure on Starkey again. But he did run around the contain, able to get a few yards. And he flips it. Oh, it should have been intercepted right in the hands of one of the Vikings. Goodness. Yeah, Dakota Robertson had his hands on it.
Yeah, the ball was thrown to Neff, the big 6'5 receiver. Looked a little awkward. Dakota Robertson was right there, couldn't grab it.
Fourth down and eight. Big play here. See if the Vikings put some pressure on the quarterback. You got to cover. Stitz out here on the big guy. And back to throw it. Got time. Now he's running. Throws it long. Incomplete. And Jackson takes over. That wasn't even close. Well, good job by the Vikings.
Yeah,
good coverage.
Good job on the first possession here of the second half by Jackson's defense. Chelsea had the ball at the 45-yard line, so they had a short field, and they only got 23, 24 yards total on those plays. So we're down to 9:15 to go in the third quarter. Jackson High back in possession at their own 34. Vikings lead 22-14.
Most of that time was it just on the one pass. Noah Bush now takes over. The Viking offense really rolled in that second quarter, running the football. And their back, Edwards, is just pounded in the backfield. Goodness. He got crushed.
And that's good because Chelsea sent three men to the dive back. I'm here to tell you, you can't play defense and cheat like that and send three men to the dive back because you need two to the dive back, two to the pitch back, and two to the quarterback.
Nehemiah Might on the snap. Second and 10. Bush out of the gun. Runs the option late pitch. Good play there. Vikes did not get a block out there.
Yeah, Mickey didn't get a he didn't run that cornerback off like he's supposed to. Mickey O'Dowd, number 12. Had he been able to run number 10 off, he's the corner over there, Mike Tarasso, that would have been a little bit better. Anyways, just a gain of two there sets up third down and eight.
Ball's at the J High 36, third and eight. 8:10 to go in the third. Jackson up 22-14. Run a draw. 40. What a run! 45-50! 45-40! Good night, Nurse! Touchdown, Vikings! Micah Kretzinger! All the way! Viking touchdown on the draw play! Do you believe it?
63 yards on that draw by Kretzinger. The Chelsea defense got caught in a rotation. They were reading something. I think Scott Farley and his staff out-coached them there, and they had the defensive secondary, the corner on that side had inched up. The other kids had rotated, and it was a rotation pre-snap. Kretzinger took the inside handoff, skirted up the left sideline, 63 yards for the score.
Quentin Smith, extra point. Up and good. 29-14. We're back in 30 seconds. 970, 101.5 FM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, warmed up about 2 degrees on that one. Wow, what a run by Micah Kretzinger. First of all, he's played outstanding on defense, and he's been impressive on his offensive opportunities as well here tonight, and maybe none bigger play this year than that run on a 3rd-and-8 draw play. And he made a great move just past the line of scrimmage to split 2 defenders. And then he outran 5 Chelsea Bulldogs to the house. Here's the short kick. It's bouncing around. It's picked up and dropped, and they fall on it at the 32-yard line.
Bulldogs cover the kick at the 34-yard line. First and 10, Chelsea.
And it'll be first down, Chelsea. Jackson leads 29-14. They have scored 21 unanswered points here against Chelsea. Quinn Starkey back there by himself out of the gun. Motion man has it. They try to sweep it, turn the corner. This time they do. And a fumble. Ball's loose. I think Jackson has it. They do. 45-yard line.
Zion Hardrick on the tackle and strip at the 45-yard line of Chelsea. Jackson leads 29-14, 7:43 to go in the third quarter, and a fantastic opportunity now for the Vikes.
Just don't celebrate too early. This is a business trip to Chelsea. 7:43 to go. I didn't see who stripped that, Tom. But
Zion Hardrick.
Okay.
Number 9 came up from the corner spot, made the tackle and the strip.
First down, Jackson, 45-yard line. Noah Bush. Dakota Robertson, 40. He drives his way for a first down, 34-yard line.
Hey, real quick out of town on the 105-3 game, Steve Boyle just checked in. It's now another touchdown for Garrig Elliott, and Columbia Central leads Onstead 35-21.
I think that's 4 touchdowns for Elliott. Robertson checked out that time. He was shaken up, but picked up 11. And Kretzinger hit in the backfield this time.
Not sure exactly. Russell Timmerman, number 15, led the charge for Chelsea.
Jackson really behind the chains for one of the few times tonight. They're 2nd-and-12.
Haven't really talked much about the offensive line for the Bikes, but Paul Fairchild at center has done a good job all year. Isaiah Hallman, Colin Molitor, Lee Shaw, and Benoit Richards.
Here's Bush. Secondary, Noah Bush inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. First down, Jackson.
And, you know, the other kids are going to get credit because Edwards and Kretzinger and Robertson and all those kids run the ball, but Noah Bush makes them go. And that was a terrific read right there by the fine junior quarterback up the left side to get the Vikes a first down to the 23-yard line.
Very impressive. Noah Bush. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Edwards. He drives. He runs over. They can't tackle him. Touchdown. Now they say he's out of bounds. Edwards just ran over people. Not to be denied. They say he stepped out at the nine. I don't believe it. What a run by Edwards. Goal to go for the Vikings.
The kids look very confident. They didn't over-celebrate when they got the fumble that Hardrick caused here on the 45. They just methodically have moved down the field.
Noah Bush out of the gun from the 9-yard line. Gives it to Edwards, and he's hit way back at the 13. Wasted play there for Jay High.
Well, that's two where they attack the outside a little bit with a little bit of a, not a delay, but it just kind of a, yeah, kind of a delay there.
I didn't see Robertson come back in. Tommy was shaken up on that run, and he is still out. And that's a key cog.
Kretzinger is the wing to the left. Exire Edwards is the wing to the right. Roberts is there on the right side.
Second and goal. Bush is hit in the backfield. He faked to Kretzinger, and he goes nowhere. Got it back to the 13, and it's going to be goal to go from the 13. Clock will run under 5 minutes here.
In from Lumen Christi game, it's still 14-0 Titans over Marshall at the end of the third quarter.
Noah Bush out of the gun. Run that draw up the middle, nothing doing there. Flag. Thrown right in the middle.
Yeah, and that's thrown by the umpire on a running play. You know that's going to be a hold. Boy, Jackson's got the option that they can, they've got the option to their disposal, which is impossible defensively to stop down on the goal line, and they haven't run the option to pass four plays.
They're going to get third down over.
Offense, number 77, 10-yard replay, third down.
They have literally not thrown the ball tonight. Now you're looking at goal to go. From the 24. See if they don't look for Robertson here. Maybe a little slant. Bush flares it out here, caught. 2015, all the way down near the 10-yard line. That will certainly give him a chance to kick a field goal or go for a touchdown.
Well, Quentin Smith has a wonderful leg. The kicking game for Jackson has been good. Smith has made those PATs by quite a bit. High and beautiful kicks right down the middle. And that's what they're going to do. Ball will be spotted at the 18-yard line, making it a 28-yard field goal attempt.
They wouldn't fake it, would they, Tom?
I don't think you would with a 15-point lead.
Snap down, kick blocked.
Well, definitely Chelsea went for it right up the gut, and it exposed some weakness there in the Vikes up front. I think the snap was fine. He got the. I thought the holder got the ball down, and it just was kicked right into a mass of blue shirts.
So that hurt. It looked like Edwards had scored a touchdown. They said he stepped out of bounds at the 9. And what really hurt Jackson was that wasted play on first down where they lost 3. So now Chelsea gets it back off the blocked field goal at the 19-yard line.
You have a winning ticket.
$260, the Chelsea Athletic Boosters thanks you for your support.
With Starkey, the quarterback, out of the gun. They run it up the middle, and they get nothing.
Daniels, the ball carrier.
Back to the maybe the 20-yard line. That's it. 3:10 to go, third quarter. They just have not been able to run the ball inside or outside.
For the life of me, we've been here before with Lumen Christie playing Chelsea. I don't understand why they don't, with those great big dudes, they just don't line up with two tight ends in an I formation and just run the ball up and down the field.
Starkey's going to throw. Throws it out here, caught. That'll be a first down, 30-yard line.
How nice would that be in the I formation? Run it 80% of the time, throw 7, 8, 10 passes a game just like that. You'd be unstoppable. Stitz on the tackle for Jackson. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Jackson High leads 29-14.
Easy first down there. They run it off the left side and maybe a yard. Boy, the Jackson interior defense has just been outstanding all night. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Tom?
Little breathing room now for Lumen Christie down at over at Marshall. It's Lumen Christie 21, Marshall nothing. 9:34 to go in the game.
Second and nine here. Starkey throws that little stop pass. It is knocked away beautifully. Good job.
Steven Ukendu again, a good defensive back. I think he was the safety. They had a guy under and a guy over. Ukendu hit him as the ball got there, and it fell to the ground.
Knocked it right away from Neff.
That's a 6'4", 6'5", kid. Hunter Neff, 6'4", 210.
Third down and nine. And Starkey, rolling, looking, being chased and throws. That is caught. Drop! Big hit by the Vikes.
Xavier Edwards drilled him in.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Edwards on the late pitch from Noah Bush, and he ran it all the way up to the 40-yard line. 18 yards for Xavier Edwards. Heady play by Noah Bush, last second pitch, and Edwards shot down that sideline for another 18. Here's Bush, Edwards, up the middle this time, driving. 45, maybe the 46-yard line. And that's a pickup, solid 5 yards on first down. And the Vikings really wearing down Chelsea, the Chelsea defense. How'd you like that catch?
Yeah,
We got stuff blowing all over the place here. On second and about five. Flag.
There was a late hit, and there's a whole group of flags from the Jackson sideline now. When I say the Jackson sideline, the referees on the sideline threw it. There was something on that far side. I saw number four from Chelsea land on the rear of his.
Penalties hurt Jackson early.
Yeah, Jackson was moving. Hate to see the personal foul. We've had two Jackson games. They haven't had one of those yet.
20-yard penalty walked off against Jackson. So after the five, they get 15.
This one is costly.
So it'll be second down and about 25 here for the Vikings. Clock runs with 40 seconds. This will probably be the final play of the quarter. Run a little end around. Good cut, 30-35. Yeah, got about 10 yards for Robertson. And that'll bring up third and 15. Bike should let the clock run out here to end the quarter. And the clock does run out. Let's take a break for a minute. We're after three. In Chelsea, Jackson 29, Chelsea 14 on WKHM.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the joint fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All joint fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer Drain Cleaning. They open drains, everybody else can't open. At Minuteman. Third, very long option, late pitch. And Edwards get just about nothing. And we have a flag and holding on Jackson. Goodness.
Holding. Offense number nine. Collins decline. Fourth down.
A lot of penalties on Jackson and just about no penalties on Chelsea tonight.
Yeah, especially recently. This has been just the one brief time tonight where I thought Jackson kind of lost a little composure. Hey, while they're getting ready to do this punt, Western has opened up a very nice 35-13 lead at Hastings. Lumen Christi leads Marshall 21-0. And Northwest is getting beat 36-6 by Coldwater.
My name is... Mr. Christovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm-fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Explorer, AZ Plan Lease $294 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. Requires competitive conquest bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires October 1st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Down and one coming up for Chelsea following an injury timeout.
Quinn Starkey kept the ball.
And it looks like the quarterback sneak will get a first down.
That's good enough for a Bulldog first down.
So Chelsea, the ball, 47-yard line of Jackson. With the first down. While you were away, we had a couple pretty nasty hits here. Throw it over the middle, almost picked off. for Jackson.
Well, they've been, you know, Brady Lawrence there, the linebacker, does a good job on those pass drops. And the Vikes defense is doing a pretty decent job now against the passing of the fine quarterback for Chelsea, Quinn Starkey.
Clock stops, still 10:45. This fourth quarter is crawling along. Just past 9 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. Starkey back, out of the gun, 48-yard line, hands it off, and that play goes nowhere. That'll bring up third and just about 10. More important, shoots time off the clock.
Guillermo Baird on the stop for the Vikes.
Guillermo Baird. My jaws are frozen. Third and 9. Viking defense very tight. They look long and throw, and that is caught.
That's a pretty good football play by Chelsea as Starkey hit his favorite receiver, Nick Christian. Christian's a big kid, and there isn't a heck of a lot Jackson could do about it. Kyron Stitz was right there to make the tackle as he caught it.
Great coverage.
Yeah, he just ran that smash route here on the sideline, ran a little bench, and caught it just over the first down marker.
On first down, throw again out here in the flat, incomplete.
Boy, that's dangerous, too. That's a short flat, and there were a couple of Jackson kids there. If they were read that a little better, they might have been able to grab that one.
Jermaine Pryor was over there, but the ball fell a few feet in front of him, or he might still be running. Jackson leads 29-14. Chelsea threatening here. The Viking 34. They have a second and 10. Starkey gonna run up the middle, and he's hit from behind and dropped down 32-yard line. Good play by the Viking interior.
Number 16, Kedrick Johnson, the tackle.
Guillermo Baird on the stop for.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
This is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages. Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road? The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
Kinetico Water Treatment customers don't keep coming back. They're satisfied the first time. Kinetico non-electric water treatment systems can take care of your water problems, and you won't need to keep calling us for repairs. Join the list of satisfied Kinetico customers who purchased their non-electric water systems years ago and are still enjoying clean, conditioned water without any hassles from timers or circuit boards.
I've had my Kinetico water system for 12 years now, and it's still working great.
Kinetico Water Treatment customers, they're satisfied the first time.
Tom Coffee Soft Water, on Page Avenue across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options.
11-yard line, fourth down and one for the Bullies. They hand it off, and they've got a first down and touchdown. Chelsea right back in the game with 6:34 to go. The big play was the fourth down over here, and Jackson missed a tackle that would have turned the ball over at the 30-yard line. Now Chelsea's in the end zone. So they're down by nine.
Second touchdown of the evening for Chelsea's Aaron McDaniels.
And Lewis on the extra point, or Hunter Allen, extra point. High snap! This is huge. Now you got to tackle him, and they do. Jackson leads by nine. Oh, that is enormous. Chelsea will need two scores to win this game. 6:34 to go. And the Vikings up 29-20. High snap on the extra point.
Sure hope we can stay with you. A little technical difficulties up here at the top of the press box at windblown Jerry Niehaus Field at Chelsea. Hey, a final score from the Lumen Christie game. The Titans have beaten Marshall. They've now qualified for the playoffs with a 5-0 record. They have beaten Marshall by the score of 21-0. So congratulations to the Titans, playoff bound. Next thing is to win the league. Next week they play a home game with Hastings.
Watch for an onsider here. Next week we'll be at Withington for Jackson and Ipsy Lincoln. Jackson has everybody up. They're looking for the onside kick. From 24, Riley Sumner. No, they kick it deep. Surprised.
Catch it in the air.
And Jackson picks it up. And they run it out to about the 20-yard line. Kyron Stitz and a first down. Jackson at the 20.
Well, I wish he'd have caught that in the air.
Brought down on number 48 at the 20. First and 10.
See a lot of urgency right now with Jackson. Couple first downs, Tom, and they'll be in good shape, but deep in their own territory here. You know Chelsea is going to sell out. Jackson has not thrown the ball at all. They're going to have probably nine in the box here trying to stop that run.
Hey, out of town real quick in the Lenawee County game, Cole Partridge has scored on a 35-yard run for Columbia. They now lead Onstead 49-27 with 5 minutes to go in that game.
Noah Bush out of the shotgun. Runs the option. Late pitch to Edwards. 20-25, got up the sideline. got out of bounds. You don't want to do that. Stay in bounds.
Well, that's the trouble that you're going to have when you run that option to the, you know, to the short side of the field and to the you're going to have that. But I'll take that gain of six. Yeah, gain of six. Makes second and four. Clock has stopped. 6:20 to go in the game. Jackson High 20. Jackson High 29. Chelsea 20.
Vikes need a couple first downs here from the 26. Cheating up. They give to Edwards. Turns the corner. First down. Down the sideline. Runs over a tackler. First down. 35-yard line. Xavier Edwards. That took 4 seconds. Clock stopped.
You keep running 4-6 yards a crack. I'll take that and stop the clock every doggone play.
First down, Vikings 35. Bush and Edwards back there. Edwards again, same area. 40-45. He runs over a D-back at the 50. That'll, like a freight train.
That'll answer your contention that there's no sense of urgency.
Edwards.
Last three plays, Jackson has just mopped the field up with Chelsea. They have just driven them downfield.
Edwards, wow. He has run over some defenders tonight. Just running like a man. Clock runs, 5:50 to go. Jackson leads 29-20. Get a first down, 48-yard line. And out of that short gun. Here's Edwards the other way. Hit hard, but he gets to the Chelsea 49-yard line. That'll get us under 5 minutes.
Bulldog 49, a gain of 3 seconds. And seven.
Pickup of 3 for X Edwards. Vikes by 9, and that extra point miss was absolutely humongous. Jackson spreads the field. Noah Bush, short gun. Edwards slips one tackle, and he got about 2 or 3 down to the 46. Clock trickles to 4:30 left. Third down, 4 for the Vikes.
Jackson does not huddle. Noah Bush does trot over to assistant coach Rob Dillon, who does call the offensive plays for head coach Scott Farley.
They're watching the official, trying to wait as long as they can on the snap. Big third down here. And Robertson, can he get a block? He does, and a first down. There he goes, inside the 30. First down, Vikings, 28-yard line.
Right guard Isaiah Holman pulled to the left and led that play, and that was beautiful. Jackson now 3:56 to go in the game, a 9-point lead, and now a first down deep inside Chelsea territory.
Chelsea player shaken up, but they should get that clock. Well, rolling.
Both teams have all 3 timeouts left. You know, 9-point lead. Hold on to the football now. Hold on to the ball.
Okay, clock in play. Vikings should be waiting. No reason to run up to the line right now and snap it. And there they go. They've got a first down at the 28-yard line. Noah Bush watching the official. And we're down to 3:30 left. Robertson in motion. He turns and stay in bounds. And he does on the sideline. Clock runs, and he got a solid 5 yards, Raj.
Pretty good job by Scott Farley and the staff, because Noah Bush waited, and the man went in motion when the official started pumping the 5 seconds left on the play clock.
We'll keep it right here because sometimes when we leave, our equipment freezes.
Columbia Central has a 49-33 lead with 3:27 to go in the game over Onstead. Christy Raskowski checked in. You know, her son's having a heck of a season for Western. Western is up in Hastings. They lead 49-13. So Western 49-13 with 3 minutes and 12 seconds left in that game.
They will go to 4-1.
Also in the Interstate 8, Coldwater has a 42-6 lead over Northwest. That's going to be Coldwater's only second win of this season.
This fourth quarter beatdown by Jackson, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And they're taking Chelsea right down the drain in this fourth quarter. 3:22 left. X Edwards, he's got a first down, down near the 15-yard line. Move those chains, boys. And they do. They spot it at about the 17 or so.
And that is now an Interstate 8 final. Coldwater has beaten Northwest 42-6.
This is worth the misery, seeing Jackson beat a very good Chelsea team tonight and win their fifth straight game. Who would have thunk it? In the new league, first down. Noah Bush, what a job. Edwards runs right around a tackler. Down the sideline, he's inside the 10-yard line. Edwards, just a machine.
Cascades Conference. Napoleon having themselves a pretty nice season. Looks like they're going to go to 4-1 as they have a 24-7 lead at Manchester with about 4 minutes to go in the game.
Second down, about two for the Vikings. The ball's inside the 10-yard line. Just run it up the middle.
Just hold on to it.
And Edwards hitting the backfield. Little bad blood. Jackson's got to stay away from that stuff.
Chelsea took a timeout, correct? That'll be their second. They'll have one timeout remaining.
And Jackson will have a third and about six or so. The ball at the 14-yard line. And Jackson's going to run two plays here. Don't kick any field goals, boys. So Jackson's scored once here. Each team has scored once in the second half. We were 22-14 after Jackson dominated the second quarter of this game. And to my knowledge, Jackson has completed one pass in this game, and I believe they have thrown either two or three. That one pitch play back here earlier in the fourth quarter might have counted as a pass. The ball's at about the 13-yard line. Noah Bush. Chelsea jumped.
Absolutely.
Yep. Get the flag out.
Jackson has been able to do that twice to Chelsea tonight. You think about it. They have jumped twice on Jackson High's offensive line, has maintained their poise. Chelsea has jumped twice. And think about it. The special teams have cost Chelsea dearly because they didn't get that PAT on the bad snap a moment ago.
Drop snap
on
the punt.
That doggone drop snap on the punt changed the entire dynamic of this game right towards the end of the first half.
That takes the ball back to the 9-yard line. It's third down and a yard. with still 2:30 to go. Chelsea shooting everybody. Edwards, what a move. He's got a first down at the 6. There was somebody in the backfield. He stepped right around the defender who had a shot at him at the 12. And the clock runs with 2:20 left. Vikings up 9. GOC Tom Ratchford, Mike Armelli, Josh Ankrell with you tonight.
So clock is running, 2:05 to go in the game, and Chelsea does have just one timeout left.
God, where did summer go? Noah Bush, he has run this offense beautifully tonight. Edwards hit the backfield this time. Back at the 11. Timeout, Chelsea. That's their last. Now, you don't need to score. You got a second down. No timeouts for Chelsea. You can take two knees here, and you're down to 30 seconds. Well, let's see what the Vikings come up with.
Well, I hope they don't do it. Brian Kelly did with Notre Dame last week, under a minute, 3rd and 4 from the 37, and he had Brandon Wimbush run backwards to try to take time off the clock against Vanderbilt. Line up, for crying out loud, and run the ball off tackle.
Action tonight brought to you by the Subway Sub Shops, Jackson YMCA, Denny's Restaurant, Jackson Public Schools, Elrose Steel, American Title, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Seymour Ford, Jackson Speedway, Tom Coffee, Soft Water. Second down. Just run it up the tube. There's no reason to pitch that ball. Why are they doing that?
Well, he wants to run it wide a little bit to take off an extra couple of seconds.
Edwards, Ryan Simoti on the stop.
Now you just let the clock run. Take the 5-yard penalty. You don't have to score here. All you're playing is the clock.
5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Got a 9-point lead.
Adrian, 22.
And the clock is down. It's running. It's 1:10 to go. Jackson has a 3rd and goal from about the 12. I think Bush might just take a knee. Nope, they give it to Edwards again, and he gets down to around the 10. And that will bring up a 4th down, and they can literally let the clock run out here. Down to about 10 seconds. Now you don't even snap it. Just take a... You take a timeout, take a penalty, whatever. Just let the clock run. Great job of coaching tonight by Scott Farley. He's come up with... that draw play early was a gem that went for 63. And as Tom mentioned, they had the two plays where they drew him offside. Normally that happens to Jackson. Tonight Jackson has pulled the fast one on Chelsea.
They're going to go to 5-0, and nobody remembers the last time that's happened. I'm not even sure that year in 1942 when they won the league. I'll have to look it up. We've got the old yearbooks. My mom was in high school. But how about the crowd from Jackson today? They brought a bunch of spectator buses and the faculty.
Good crowd.
And the band came. I mean, this is something I never thought I would have seen this from in Jackson football.
Tom, this is a special team. It's a good team.
They're fun to watch, and you've got the entire student body behind you. Really, there's a lot of people here for a game in Chelsea. This is, a lot of times these kids can't get out of town.
This is a good team they're pushing around here. 14 seconds, 4th down. And Bush keeps it, and he's dragged down. Hate to see that. They get a free shot at Bush back there. Just take a knee. No reason to do that. 10 seconds left. And Chelsea gets the ball back. But I think they're going to have a difficulty scoring 10 points here in 10 seconds with no timeout.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to do that. So Jackson will go, unless something unbelievably happens, will go to 5-0. They'll be 4-0 in the SEC White. Ipsy Lincoln does have a 21-10 lead over Pinckney at the end of the third quarter. So in all likelihood, Lincoln wins that. They'll go to 4-1 on the season. They'll also be 4-0, and they'll be tied with Jackson for the SEC White. And
big game next week.
They'll be both 4-0 in the conference next Friday night in Withington Stadium.
Biggest Jackson High conference game in, I don't know, 45 years.
Yeah, 1970. 48 years. That was 48 years ago.
Motion and commotion.
Commotion and motion. I was in the ninth grade. Mike
motion
was,
and commotion.
It was commotion and motion.
Something like that. Here comes Chelsea with 10 seconds. There has been a little bad blood here toward the end. I think Scott wanted to talk to his players. Chelsea just takes a knee. That's good. Class act. Game over. Jackson wins. 29-20. They are 5-0 to start the season. Break out the party hats. Great win tonight. Three straight road wins for Jackson High. Unheard of. Unthinkable. Great win for the Vikings. Take a quick break, 1 minute break. We'll come right back. Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Get you some scores. And we wrap up a Viking win tonight in Chelsea, 29-20, the final.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
DOC, Tom Ratchford, Mike Armelli back here at Chelsea, where the Vikings are celebrating down near the end zone here, 29-20 win. Micah Kretzinger, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game for Jackson. Offense, defense, he did it all for the Vikings. And he gets the Subway tonight, Micah Kretzinger. He's quite a player, Tom.
Sure is. He's Cornell bound. He's an Ivy League kid. He plays offense and defense. A lot of good players for Jackson, and that's there's no fantastically talented star player, but they have a bunch of kids like Kretzinger. Like Xavier Edwards.
Good group.
Noah Bush, the fine quarterback. A couple of those kids can receive, but they didn't tonight. I mean, it was tough to throw tonight. This wind was howling. By the way, the wind has stopped. It's past 9:30 now, and the wind has basically stopped.
You can't tell me that. I'm froze. Absolutely.
But they played good defense.
Take me right to a hospital, they will you?
Didn't you invoke, weren't you asking for the nurse a little while ago?
I think I was.
But the kids, they, you know, this is a pretty good passing attack because there's some big receivers and a good, strong-armed quarterback, and Jackson kind of bent but didn't break on that. I look back through. They did score. You know, Chelsea scored on a 10-yard touchdown pass on their second touchdown of the game, but that was pretty much it. You know, Kretzinger got the those two touchdowns. He had the one right at the end of the first half that gave Jackson High the 22-14 lead, and then he scored on that 63-yarder in the third quarter that gave Jackson the 29-14 lead, and you know, they held on. Chelsea was able to score in the fourth quarter to make it close, 29-20, but Jackson persevered with some very spirited play, some good contact, good hitting, couple of nice turnovers, and then in the special teams, Jackson did okay, and it was Chelsea that coughed it up twice on that bad punt snap, and really kind of a bad snap on that last PAT, because that was not handled by the...
That was huge.
Yeah, and, you know, those were both snapping, so...
So, our Subway Subshot player of the game, Mike Kretzinger. Tom, out of town, scores. Quick update.
Yeah, the finals are in the Interstate 8.
Start that car.
Lumen Christi has beaten Marshall 21-0. The Titans 5-0, and they have qualified for the state finals, state playoffs. Western has beaten Hastings 49-13, and Coldwater has ruined Northwest's homecoming. Coldwater 42, Northwest 6. In the SEC White, end of the third, Ipsy Lincoln leads Pinckney 21-10. Lincoln comes down. In all likelihood, they'll also be undefeated in the conference. Both Jackson High and them will be 4-0, and in the winner of that game will be in the driver's seat for the league championship. Ipsy was leading Tecumseh 32-27, and Dexter leads Adrian 35-22. In the Cascades, with a couple of minutes to go, Napoleon was leading Manchester 24-7. Michigan Center had little difficulty. At last check, it was Center 37, Vandercook Lake 6. Columbia Central was leading Onstead 42-27, and Hillsdale was just pounding Hudson. It was like 35-6 the last time I looked. One game of interest to a Lumen Christi fan, it's Grand Rapids West Catholic. They have now taken a 27-13 lead over Sparta. That was 13 all at the half, so West Catholic has taken a 27-13 lead over Sparta late in that game.
We'll have all the scores tomorrow, Sports Saturday, on 970, 101.5, 101.9, and we'll follow that up. Jamie McKibben Outdoor Program, and we'll follow that up with Michigan and Nebraska here on WKHM. Jackson High is 5-0, first time in forever, as they win at Chelsea and complete a three-game road sweep, 29-20 tonight. The final for Tom Ranchford, Mike Armelli, Josh Ankrell, GOC, Frozen in Chelsea. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.